We're going to begin the hour with our top story for today. Big news in the political world yesterday as longtime State House Representative Verla Insko announced that she will not be running for re-election next year. She's represented Orange County in the General Assembly since 1997. It will have been 25 years when she steps down at the end of next year. She also served prior to that on the Orange County Board of Commissioners and the Chapel Hill Carrboro City School Board, a lifetime of public service, but she'll be stepping down at the end of next year. Representative Insko joins us here now in the studio to talk about that decision and reflect on her time in the General Assembly. Representative Insko, thank you so much for being with us today. Good morning.
Thank you very much for having me.
And congratulations, I guess I should say. This is a good day. So tell us about the decision. What motivated it?
It's time. I mean, I think you come to a time when it just seems right. And so this is really a good time. We've got, my husband and I have a lot of ahead of us. We have some travel plans. We're sort of downsizing. Mm-hmm. And so we're beginning to focus on slowing down.
How long have you known this was your last term?
Well, I've been thinking about it for, since I filed for last year, pretty much the entire time. Mm-hmm. Saying, was this the right time? So,
what motivated you to make the decision or to announce the decision this week?
Well, that's a good question because I'm going to serve through 2022, and filing opens in December, and so I thought it was important for me to give people who were interested in running plenty of time to make a decision and arrange their lives. Mm-hmm. So that's not too far off. Gives them, and there are several people I think who've contacted me about being interested.
That was going to be my next question. Like, how many people have you heard from?
Four or five, I guess.
Okay.
I hope to hear from more.
So. We were already talking in the newsroom. I was like, okay, what's this primary going to be? Who's going to run? Who's not going to run? It's going to be interesting to watch. So speaking with Representative Verla Insko again, not leaving anytime soon, but a year and change from now at the end of your term next year, you'll be stepping down from the General Assembly. But you've been on the General Assembly for 24 years already now.
Right.
What has been your proudest accomplishment?
Well, I think probably my work with healthcare and mental health has been most of my time. I've spent most of my time on that. I've also done a lot of work on early childhood education. I was elected when Jim Hunt was putting Smart Start into place, and so I was chairman of the Smart Start board here in Orange County, and then helped build that program and adding money to it. And I think that's been one of my major contributions. I was on the Appropriations Committee, and so I was able to add dollars to programs. And for the mental health system, that reform took place over a period of years, and we were doing a lot of changes and adjusting. And that system's still not right. We still do not put enough money into that system, and a lot of that of the shortfalls that we have in that system are because of inadequate funding.
Hmm. What's left to do? You've got one more year.
Oh, well, I'll continue. Medicaid expansion for sure. You know, that's such an important goal, and it's the most logical thing to do. I mean, we have a million people in North Carolina that are uninsured, and about 600,000 of those would be covered if we expanded Medicaid. So a lot of people think Medicaid is a government-run health program for poor people, but it isn't. It's a government-run health program for poor children, birth to age 18. So it doesn't. If you turn 19, and you lose your Medicaid if you're a low-income young person, and you're not eligible again for public sector health care until you're 64. And so a lot of people get employment, you know, their health insurance through employment. Some people can have enough money to buy their own, but there are a lot of people. I mean, can you imagine being a high school senior at 18 and having plans to go to college and then losing your health insurance and having a health, it's not rational that we don't cover young people, especially through college. So that'll be one of my goals. We did make a small expansion this year. I filed a bill that would extend maternal care. Right now, it's 2 months past postpartum, and this extends it to 12 months. So that's a small expansion.
Speaking with State Representative Verla Insko, again, stepping down at the end of next year after what will have been 25 years in the State House. Prior to that, 16 years, right, on the Board of County Commissioners, and then before that, the school board?
I was on the school board for 2 terms, yep. 8 years, and on the county commissioners for 1 term, so it's 4 years.
Okay. So in that time, What has changed? How has government changed? How has state and local government changed? How has our community changed?
Well, our community's gotten a lot larger, and probably more responsibility for county commissioners and town council members. You know, getting the zoning right, making sure that the county is where the state implements its social services. So the Department of Social Services, Department of Health, are all state funded and implemented at the local level. So the state, I do still have a touch with the local level through those programs. And I think our public health department's done a great job during this pandemic and really have stayed in touch and on top of it to a good extent. So our social services department, I think, is once again lack of funding. I think we still have some work to do in our foster care families, and making sure that those are those children and the families that care for them are really adequately funded, and those children are getting a really good beginning in life.
I asked you about your proudest accomplishment. What's something that you've done or not done that you wish you had done differently?
Oh. Well, I think probably there were a lot of things in looking back in mental health reform. So when we did mental health reform, we were the fifth highest state in the nation that had people incarcerated. Mm-hmm. Not incarcerated, but in public sector institutions for the mentally ill. And that was the time of the Olmstead decision, when the Supreme Court said it's unconstitutional to keep people in institutions if they can live in the community for the same amount of money. And so we wanted to move that money that was being used in the state institutions, state mental health institutions, put it into the community, get an organized community delivery system so that people could move out and transfer into community-based care. So that started out pretty good, and then there were two things that happened. One was that the General Assembly decided that we needed to replace Broughton Hospital. Mm-hmm. It was really old, and it needed to be replaced. But in doing so, they transferred some of the money from the institutions that we were closing beds. It got transferred into that hospital, so there wasn't really enough to adequately fund the community-based care, and we ended up with a lot of people ending up in jail and then in prison. And now we actually have a mental health institution in our prison system over at Central, which was, I think, a result of our inadequate funding for that mental health transition.
Speaking with State Representative Verla Insko, again, stepping down at the end of next year, at the end of her term. And as we wrap up this conversation, final thoughts, what's next for you after you leave the State House?
Well, I have Democratic Party politics in my blood, so yeah. I know I'm going to be involved locally in some way, and go back to the county level. And we really need to get people registered to vote in 2022. I mean, democracy really is, I think, needing to be shored up, and every citizen that lives in the United States has an obligation to vote and to be informed about democracy. So it's of the people, by the people, and for the people. And it has to be by the people, too. So if you're not registered to vote, please get registered and plan to vote in November 2022.
I know it's weird to say because you've still got more than a year left on your term, but thank you so much for all of the work that you've already done, and look forward to all the work you're going to continue to do between now and the end of the term. State Representative Verla Insko, thank you so much for being with us
today.
Thank
you.